Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of this podcast in this year, 2023. I am really happy that you are listening in again, and this episode comes out on the 14th of January. And tomorrow, or on the 15th of January, is a very special day. So there is something special happening on the 15th of January every year. Do you have any idea what that could be? So the 15th of January is not my birthday, if you thought about that, and it's also not a special national holiday. Nothing really special or no special events are happening on the 15th of January, but the 15th of January simply marks the first half of the first month of the year, and this is no surprise so far, but this is the date when statistically 95% of people break with their New Year's resolutions. So think about that. We all have these great New Year's resolutions every year, right? So it's losing weight, drinking less alcohol, eating less chocolate, doing more sports, having a healthier lifestyle. And just after 2 weeks, just after the first 2 weeks of every year, 95% of the people just stop following these targets. The year is only 2 weeks old and they have already forgotten about what they have set for themselves as New Year's resolution targets on the New Year's Day. So what has it been for you that you have set for yourself 14 days ago or 2 weeks ago on the New Year's Day? Do you have any big projects for this year or special vision, something concrete? So I think if you have a big target or something in mind that you really want to reach, it has to be concrete. So you have to focus on the target. I think the first mistake that many people make is that they focus on the process but not on the target. So losing weight would just be the process. You can always try losing weight, but you will never arrive somewhere. But saying, I want to lose 10 kilos, I want to be 10 kilos lighter, this is the target, this is the result that you can focus on. And also finding a job is the process. If you're focusing on finding a job, you will always be in the process to find a job. You will never arrive to really have a job, to end up in a position, in a specific company where you would like to be. So if you think about that, and if you reflect, what have you set for yourself as New Year's resolutions 2 weeks ago? When you were there on New Year's Eve, or then on New Year's Day, or at midnight, outside maybe watching the fireworks and being in the middle of your family or surrounded by friends, what did you have in mind to say, hey, it's now 2023, and hell yes, I am going to do that, or I want to reach this or that? And if you think about what you have set for yourself, do you still follow it? Or do you belong to the 95% who have already forgotten what they have set for themselves as targets for this year and who are not following it anymore? Because it's so easy, right, to get excited and enthusiastic about an idea or a target or a vision just for a couple of days, But then after a while, after some more days or weeks or even months, it gets harder to keep the focus and to keep up the motivation. But I really hope you have at least one big target for you this year. So, do you have something in mind that you want to reach as a long-term goal? Something big? Or are you maybe one of these people who are just living from week to week, running from week to week with always just a short-term to-do list? It feels quite satisfying and you are happy to ticking the boxes, but you're just fulfilling these short-term tasks, but you don't have a higher goal behind that. I think that can easily happen in our stressful time if we are just running around and there's always someone coming to us asking, hey, can you do this or that? And you add that to your to-do list and you don't really question anymore, what's the purpose behind that? For what am I really doing that? But you need to have a vision, I think. And I believe if you're listening to that podcast and if it resonates a little bit with you, what I am telling here, I believe that you are a person who wants to develop, because we need targets. They make us grow, and I'm sure you don't want to have a standstill in your life. I really believe that you want to develop, that you want to develop further, and that you have a vision for yourself, a higher vision, a higher target where you would like to be. And I also know if you have found that for you, if you have set for yourself a big target, that can also be really overwhelming. Because it seems to be so far away, it seems to be so huge. So you have this huge dream where you want to be. But if you then think about it, there are so many steps that are needed, so many things that you have to arrange, that your head gets really, really dizzy if you think about that all. But should you therefore forget about setting yourself big targets? So no, definitely not. But if you are in that situation that it's a bit overwhelming and you don't really know where to start or what should you do first, especially if you have set for yourself a great target for this year, for 2023. So I have now a tool here for you that is, or that has the little bit mysterious name of the master list. And this tool I have learned from one of my mentors in the frame of a coaching. And to me, this is a really, really easy but very efficient method that I apply for myself every day at work, especially. So I have that that list for my workplace. And this master list, it is just one file on my desktop that I open every morning as the very first thing. So when I come to work or when I start working, I open my computer, I switch on my computer, and then the first thing before anything else is that I open this master list, this file with the master list, and with this I organize my day. And I make sure that I follow my targets and that everything that I do today is contributing to follow my big vision or my big targets that I have. So this tool is called the Master List. And the idea is that you break down your big target or your big vision into three dimensions or into three steps. So let's say you have that big target or that main target or that big vision where you want to be. So let's say I can give an example and let's make that very general. If you want to have a fulfilling life here in Finland, let's say if that would be your vision to really be settled down here, to feel welcome, to feel peaceful here, to have a satisfying and fulfilling life. So what are the main three targets contributing to that? So if you take that big vision, if you break that down into three main targets. So let's say if your vision is to have a successful and fulfilling life here in Helsinki, three main targets for that could be that first, you have a peaceful family life or peaceful and fulfilling relationship. The second, you have a cozy home where you feel well. And the third, for example, that you have a fulfilling job. So you have now your vision broken down to three main targets. And then what you do as the second step is that you break that down further. What for each of these three main targets, what are the 2 to 3 sub-targets for these main targets? So for the first thing of having a peaceful family life, that could be the first sub-target, have a fulfilling relationship to your partner. And then the second one, your kids, if you have kids, they have to be happy. And the third sub-target, you don't want to have any conflict with your parents or relatives. Then for the second main target, if you want to have a cozy home where you feel well, it means that first you need to have a flat or a house of the right size. And then second, you need the trust that you can afford the rent and then you can afford the energy costs, especially during the current times where it's a challenging thought for many people if they really can afford the energy that they need at home. And then for the third main target, for having a fulfilling job, the sub-targets could be, for example, that you have a good relationship with your colleagues. Then that you get the promotion this year that you deserve. Or also as a sub-target that you do or that you complete an additional education. Or for example, that you learn Finnish or improve your Finnish to a certain level. So these are your long-term targets. Of course, you can change them over the year when necessary, but the idea is not that you would change them very frequently, because they should really be your, let's say, your guiding star for the next month to realize your vision. And you formulate them concretely as concretely as possible so that you can really see the picture in your mind. So how it is and how does it feel to have that peaceful family life, that you have a fulfilling relationship with your partner, that you have happy kids at home, you all feel very well in your home and you come home every day from work and you feel fulfilled and you are happy about the position that you have. So that would be that breakdown of your vision to the three main targets, and they would be broken down to 2 to 3 sub-targets. And if you look on these now 6 to 9 smaller targets that you have now after that second step, so all these smaller targets contribute to realize your vision, and you have about 6 to 9 of them now. And if you look on them every day, like for example myself, every morning looking on that list, then you can always think about, if you look on that on a specific day, and if you do that every day, you look on it and then you think, or you can make yourself a to-do list and think, what are the very small concrete actions that you can do today to get closer to these targets, so to one or more of these 6 to 9 targets. And you know, it's not necessary that you, let's say, find a sophisticated algorithm how you're prioritizing these 6 to 9 sub-targets. It always depends on your day. It always depends, is it a weekend? Do you have a lot of time? So trust me, you will somehow cover these 6 to 9 targets equally, whatever suits to your day, whatever suits to your daily structure. And if you should really experience that you don't do anything for one of these sub-targets at all, then that's also a good signal for you to question, like, hey, is this really what I want? Is this really important for me? Or should I really think about, like, hey, maybe I don't want to reach that because I'm not motivated to do anything for that? But the idea is, if you look on these sub-targets every day and you make for yourself a small to-do list with things that are feasible to do today that you can do to get closer to these targets. So, for example, if you would create such a master list and tomorrow morning you look on that and you have the feeling today is a good day that I do something nice for my partner or that I organize a nice activity for our family. And it's also a good day that I can phone my mother. And as an additional small to-do, I can do a research about possible Finnish courses in Helsinki. So these three small to-dos, they are achievable in one day. And when you tick these boxes, you really have the feeling and you really know that this contributes to your vision. So you go in small steps and you go every day doing it like this. And the most important thing is that you go. You do that every day and all these small steps will sum up to achieve your sub-targets and to contribute to achieve, to reach your vision that you have set for yourself. And if you then realize after a couple of months that you have now different targets or there are other things which are now important for you, then of course you can change this master list. Because nobody says that you can set your targets only at the beginning of the year, right? So you can always do that if you have the feeling, okay, now things have changed, I need to set that up in a different way. And the most important thing is just that you are keeping your growth mindset, that you keep your motivation and your willingness to develop yourself and to follow your dreams. And if you try out using this master list, I would be really happy if you let me know how it goes for you, if this is a tool that you consider as helpful. I wanted to share this tool here with you because I realized since I'm doing that, it has helped me so much to organize my small tasks, to really have the trust that I am following my vision. And I hope I could motivate you a little bit to do the same. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website, michaela-kettner.coach, or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi and also on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye bye.